morning. My guests this morning are Peter Crone and Jeremy Joan Hughes from Art at the Source. Good morning, you two.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Well, it's what I always ask people at moments like this is, which one is this? This is the what Art at the Source?
19th.
The 19th. It's always at least 5 years longer than I thought it was going to be. So this is the weekends of June 1st and 2nd and June 8th and 9th. So talk a little bit about Art at the Source and how it works.
Well, you know, it's really neat because people, I'm sure, have seen the yellow signs, the bright yellow signs that say Art of the Source. And there are about 98 studios, Jeremy, something
99.
Like that. 99. And 160 artists. And it's just a great opportunity for people to go out and have a wonderful day, visit studios, get to know and see artists, hear the story behind the art, and buy directly from the artists themselves. It's a great experience.
It's also a nice way to set up a day or two or three or four to go to a particular part of Sonoma County and check out the artists that live in Healdsburg, in Forestville, in Grayton, and so on.
Exactly, well, yeah.
And we should specify, too, this program's sponsored by Sebastopol Center for the Arts, as you know, and it's a West County program. So, in fact, the studio locations are all west of Highway 101, to the south of Sebastopol and north to the north part of Santa Rosa. And people from Healdsburg and other artists locate in the studios of artists who have their studios within those boundaries.
Thanks for
so you
that
get
out.
Up to four artists per studio. And it makes even for more fun planning because you get to see a group of artists in one stop.
And, you know, there's some really interesting ways of going and visiting the studios. I think the one that makes the most sense, if you're sort of logical about it, is the Sebastopol Center for the Arts, first of all, has a brand new location. It is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
It is just outstanding. And there's a preview. And in the preview, every one of the 160 artists has one piece of work. So you can go there, take a catalog. There's a map in the catalog. Circle the ones you're interested in and do a route that way if you want. Or, as Jeremy suggested, by neighborhood.
That's an
really
excellent
great.
Idea.
Yeah.
You two, where will you two be exhibiting?
We're both in Sebastopol. Uh-huh. This is my fourth year, and my third studio, because of losing access to studios and whatever.
Right.
And I Joyce LeBou, a friend, and I finally have our own studio, and we're at Laguna Farm, which is in Sebastopol off Highway 116th, south of downtown, and we have live herons nesting outside our studio windows, and bluebirds that just fledged, I think. So we have
fantastic.
A great location.
And there is that, too, times 99.
Yes, exactly.
What sort of work do you do, Jeremy?
I do printmaking, mixed media, where I paint and then collage various elements on top of a painted background. But I started as a photographer, and I use a lot of my photography in these mixed media pieces.
How about you, Peter?
Well, I have a love of botanicals. That, for me, starts in my garden. It starts with just a deep appreciation for nature. And I print on canvas, on fine art paper, and most recently on aluminum. And the aluminum is a very, very exciting medium.
Ooh, I bet
because
it is.
You get this luminescent quality that comes
sort
from
of depth, the I'll bet.
Yeah, the depth in it.
Uh-huh.
Images look backlit. People are just amazed by that backlit feature. So, and I do, I use live botanicals right on a scanner. And so I scan them and people can see and watch the setup in the studio.
Fantastic.
I think that's the other thing, Jeremy, we should emphasize is that demonstrations are available in a lot of the studios. And part of our thing at Art at the Source is to educate the public, answer questions, help them out. That's how I got started.
Excellent. Thanks very much for coming in. And let's tell people once again that Art at the Source has come around once again for the 19th time this year, June 1st and 2nd, and June 8th and 9th, all day long, 10 to 5.
Better than ever, though.
Great. For information, 829-4797, online, art@thesource.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.